This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has answered a series of questions submitted to him by Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Friday that he answered the questions very easily about the special counsel's ongoing probe into 2016 election interference and possible ties between Russia and the president's campaign.
You have to always be careful when you answer questions with people that probably have bad intentions. But the questions were very routinely answered by me,
The president did not say when he would turn over the answers to Mueller. The special counsel had signaled a willingness to accept written answers on matters of collusion, but Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani has said repeatedly that the president would not answer Mueller's questions on possible obstruction of justice. A U.S. government judge ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials Friday. They were suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the government's action, saying that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the revocation of his credentials. Outside the courtroom, Acosta said that he was confident of victory in the case.
I was confident, and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day. That our rights would be protected to continue to cover our government and hold our leaders accountable.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Trump said he wants total freedom of the press, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.